bit. I'm sorry that we couldn't speak earlier, but I was travelling, as you know.
Chairman, we'll start with the statement on LeedsUnited.com. The club have dispensed with the services of Simon Grayson and his coaching staff. Can you give us the thoughts behind this decision?
Well, I think that, first of all, we have to acknowledge the fact that in the previous three seasons, Simon got us to the playoff semi-finals. He won us promotion the next year. Last year, we finished seventh. And contrary to some of the nutters on tweet and Twitter, we backed him all the way. The first time I said no to a player that someone wanted to buy last Thursday, when he wanted to sign a player who's going to cost us £600,000 a year. And I said, but you've already got six centre-backs, all of whom you signed. We have, at 30, we had probably the largest, well, one of the largest squads in the Championship, and a bigger squad than many clubs in the Premiership. Our wage budget was £9.5 million this year. We spent over £12 million. So these people who are blaming me for the results don't know what they're talking about. Every penny that we've made from transfer fees has gone back into the team, either in transfer fees or wages. Don't forget, if you sign a player, for say, on a free transfer, say, on £500,000 a year, which with tax is £600,000 a year, so you give them a three-year contract, you're committing up to £1.8 million, which is a tremendous amount of money. The Championship club, we have six strikers, we have six centre-backs, and all of a sudden, I can't understand why none of them are good enough. Well, we've got three teenagers in the back four. The manager's the manager. He decides who he wants to buy. We, the club, me, the chairman, all four of us, we just pay for it. But the fact of the matter is, we've conceded more goals than almost any other club in the Championship. We've got three teenagers in the back four, and therefore, reach as far as we can, the present system isn't working. So what we've got now, we've got 18 games to go, 9 at home, 9 away. We can still get into the playoffs. I think automatic promotion is looking a bit remote. But I think we need a fresh start, fresh look, fresh attitude, and a new moving on. We have Andy O'Brien coming back, which is one of Simon's signings. And now he's now back at the club. So hopefully that will strengthen our back four. So we'll see what happens in the last quarter of the season.
Do you have confidence in the squad and the players at the club that they can make this charge?
Well, Simon told me in November we were going to win promotion. These players haven't become bad players overnight. They've got a problem there somewhere, but I don't know what it is. But I'm a little bit disappointed when Simon said after last night that, you know, he's working the financial constraints. Jesus, nearly 30% over budget on players' wages, and people are, some of the fans are banging about loan players. Who scored the winner against us when we played at Emirates? It was a loan player, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's not a question of how much you spend on the transfer fee. It's a question of the quality of the player you get. He's a free player, free transfer, where you pay £35 million for a Cowell or £50 million for a Torres. So money itself doesn't mean anything. The important thing is quality and value for money. And what I don't understand is why we are where we are with what we spent. I mean, don't forget, when we were beaten by Barnsley 4-1, their wage bill was £4.5 million. Ours was £11.5 million. So clearly, we're not getting value for money, are we? So therefore, we need, since the present system isn't working, need a fresh look, fresh start. Having said that, thank you to Simon for what he's done in the past and his two assistants, but we have to move on.
The statement on the website says that Neil Redfern will take temporary charge until a new man is available. Neil, obviously, a man with plenty of experience of the game.
Oh, yes. I mean, he's a toughie. Look how, under his control, the players have been coming through from the academy. We've got seven academy players now, I think it's seven, in our first team squad. That's a tribute to the way we work and at the lower levels. And I'm sure that he will bring a fresh face and see what's happening. And then that gives us time to rethink and move on.
Chairman, always difficult days, but I suppose from this point you just have to look forward to the remainder of the season.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. 62% of our season have been renewed already, and thank you for those that have done it. It demonstrates that despite the vociferous minority, now a very small minority, as they always say, empty vessels make the most sound, people can see what we're trying to do in the long term. We're building a club first and a team second, and that's most important, and we're making progress at a time when so many clubs are in financial difficulties. I've got to tell you a funny story. There's a guy that has failed to take over Portsmouth. We haven't come at the Reds. I met him 3 months ago at the request of somebody else who was interested in investing in Leeds. And they come through the door every day, every week of the month. All these people say, spend. Why should anybody spend? And what's more important, because of a text I got yesterday, why would anybody want to invest in a club where there's a vociferous minority, makes the most bad vibes? Well, do me a favour, don't need it. Anyway, all the these people that claim that they have contacts and have money, including the Leeds United Supporters Trust, well, no problem, then put them on their mouths.